Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to part 3 in our exploration of the Bermuda Triangle. If you haven't listened to the first 2 parts, then you've clicked the wrong button. Go listen to them and then pop back here. A quick recap to get the rest of you back up to speed. So we'd taken the flight on the cryptoplane, and I told you some spooky stories about planes and ships going missing before we arrived at our destination. Sorry.
Destination.
Thank you, Connery App. After a safe landing, thankfully, we took our positions in the Mirth diving bell and were about to make our way to the entrance to, where I think, Atlantis awaits. The furry crew, clad in Bermuda print scuba gear and me in, well, they made me one as well. Picture that, if you will. An all-in-one Bermuda print scuba outfit on a full-grown man. I look like a beach boy exploded. Ah well, I dig it. That's where we got up to last time. Now, let's carry on our journey, and with any luck, find the gateway that will unwrap the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle. The wee ones are having a snooze as the bell dives. I'm going to head down to a decent depth, and then that's where I get a bit more hopeful. I managed to find Nessie's wee hidey hole, and I'm using the same sort of principle when it comes to this. I think that using the epicenter of the disappearances is a decent idea to start with, and I have devices attached to the diving bell that can sense for vibrations or materials or waves that may not be entirely natural. The device sends out pulses, a bit like a bat does when flying, and if the pulse bounces off something that may not be a standard thing to find in the depths of this big blue wet thing, then it could be worth investigating. When it bounces off something that could be interesting, it makes this noise. Ah, dang it. I was hoping that fortuitous timing would work in my favour there. I'll use the test button. This is the noise it'll make if it finds something of interest. And that is when the excitement increases. The only slight downside is that down here is one of the least explored places on the planet. Non-standard things may well be the norm. But we work with what we have. I'm amazed that Ray has managed to get to sleep, you know. She is determined that Barry Manilow has a home down here. Maybe the excitement of it all tired her out. Wouldn't that be something else, though? What causes the mysteries in the Bermuda Triangle? Oh, it's Barry Manilow not wanting to be disturbed in his summer home. Wait, if that was the case, that would make him an ancient who's been around for centuries. What do you mean he is anyway? Rude. Is Barry an Atlantean? Is Ray right? Am I getting compression sickness already? All these questions and... more. What the? That sounded like the... yes, that. This can't be right. I've only been down here an hour. Ooh, okay, the triple boing. There is something. Don't get your hopes up, matey. Okay, furry crew, time to wake up. The four of them gather round my chair. We're all looking at the screen on the control panel. There are cameras at front and rear of the bell and one small porthole in the roof. So far, they are only showing darkness. I'm not sure any of us are breathing. Are we heading towards the gateway of Atlantis? Whatever it is, it's getting closer. Or are we getting closer? I slow the bell down to a crawl. The screen is still only showing the ocean. Oh boy, it's going loopy. Whoa! Hold on, you lot. I think something just hit us. Finn, grab Ray, get to the safety zone. Bobby, Cash, you know what to do. In case of emergencies, we made sure to have a safety zone. The bell is small, but Bobby and Cass have attached security harnesses to the inside wall. Yeah, I know, as opposed to the outside. Bobby has clicked in Finn, and Finn has hold of Ray. Cass has already buckled up, and Bobby secures herself. Hold on! I catch a glimpse of something vast on the screen. Is that an eye?
What do you think? You think there's it? I think so. You saw the symbols. They were friendly. Also, that is the cutest cat.
Due to both. Plus, we nearly killed him with Silas.
I told you that the lead was looking frayed. I know. I thought it would last.
Okay, let's take him to Dad. But you know the deal. They have to answer the questions.
Yeah, I know. They don't get in if they can't answer.
And you know what happens if they get even one of them wrong?
Can we not bring that up again?
They got one wrong, and she just poofed them out of existence. Not a clue if they went somewhere or if they just stopped being.
I remember. I was rash then. This feels...
get Silas. Let's go.
Beauty mother.
I can feel a tiny paw gently slapping my face. What's going on? Whoa! Okay, Ray, I'm awake. I look up at four concerned faces, which looks really creepy because the diving bell's emergency lighting is on, so they're all bathed in a red glow. I'm okay, I'm good. Are you all fine? Nobody's hurt. Nods of agreement from all of them. They seem a little concerned, which is understandable. It's all right, you lot. We'll get the bell fixed and get back on track. I think something hit us. The image of a giant eye flashed across my noggin. What was that thing?
Puny mortal.
What is it, wee lass? Is it dreamies? I'm sure I've got some somewhere. Let me have a look.
Puny mortal.
What's up, youngin? I look up at her wee face and see that she's pointing at the screen. I turn my head and see... Okay. That's kind of unexpected. I was still a bit out of it and hadn't realised that the bell was moving. I thought my head was just a bit spinny from getting thunked when we got hit. But no. That was a vehicle, all right. And it looked like a... Oh, no. That can't be right. Right, you lot. I think I have a concussion. Please tell me that we're not thousands of feet underwater, looking for the entrance to the Bermuda Triangle, been knocked silly by a creature with an eye that's bigger than my own head, and we're now being towed by who knows what, and they're driving a DeLorean. What on earth is going on? Ray, did you slip something into my Pepsi Max?
Puny mortal. Not this time.
Okay, go. What do you mean, not this time? Right, let's focus. Finn?
Right.
Can you please check the screen and tell me if you see what I see? Are we being towed by the car from the Back to the Future films that we've watched so often? He took his time, wanting to make sure he was right. He then turned to me and said,
"Great Scott."
Oh man, this is heavy. We're being kidnapped by an Atlantean Doc Brown.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The wee gang were now looking up at me. What I found interesting is that all of them seemed calm again now. The concern had gone. Now that they seen that I was okay, we're all okay, they just looked rather excited. It was only me who was having a minor freak out. So, I went the way of the animals and I just chilled the heck out. We're here now. Let's just go with the flow till we go wherever we're going.
Beauty model.
You betcha.
On we went. We played cards for a wee while. Mostly rummy. I think Finn's been practicing though. He wiped the floor with us. Kept on going. The ocean really is dead big, and the silence was actually pretty peaceful. And after a couple of games of Travel Scrabble, we all ended up dozing off.
Oh.
It was Ray who woke me up again a bit later.
Puny mortal. Ahem. Puny mortal.
Okay, Ray, I'm up, I'm up. I opened my eyes only to see that the rest of them are still actually sleeping.
Puny mortal, could you wake up, please?
Oh, great. Now I'm hearing voices.
Puny mortal, please check your monitor.
I'm befuddled. That's what it is, I'm befuddled. Okay, let's just get on with this. I check the screen and, well, this is what I see. The vehicle is turned round now, so the front of it is pointing towards the bell, and, yep, it's a DeLorean. Would you believe me if I said that that's not the weirdest bit? You would? Okay, good, because I can now see who's driving. It's Cat. Yep, a cat. There's one in the passenger seat as well. Both of them look a bit like Ray. Same colouring, but bigger. A very rough guess, unless they're using booster seats. I'd say they're about 3 feet in height.
Can you hear me, puny mortal?
That is definitely in my head. Yes, I can hear you. Over?
You don't need to talk out loud. Just think your words and we can hear them. Hello? Can you still hear me? I think this is a bad line.
No, I can hear you. I have so many questions that I can't conjure them into anything coherent.
That is fair. Let me explain. We're not going to hurt you.
I know that, actually. The furry crew are all relaxed. So I'm not scared, I'm just confused.
Well, that's a good start. Tell him. I'm getting there, I'm getting there. Well, you see, thing is, we kind of caused your accident.
You did? I thought it was some kind of massive creature. I'm sure I saw a big eye.
You did. You see, well, that was Silas. He's our pet vampire squid.
Of course, that makes total sense.
Puny mortal, this is not the time for sarcasm.
You're right, I'm sorry. But even for me, this is pretty out there. Also, my name is CK, you don't need to call me puny mortal.
That is a force of habit. What with you being a human and all?
Tell him the rest.
Alright, bossy. See, we'd taken Silas out for his swim, and the lead may have been a bit more afraid than we realized.
We?
Me, okay, me. I thought it would be okay. One thing led to another, and he saw your machine thing. Thought it was either food or a toy and smashed it a little. We had a look inside, saw who was in there, and decided that you seemed safe. The symbols certainly helped.
Oh, so I was right. You are Atlanteans.
No, not at all. Look, we can't say more just now. Not until you answer the questions from Rhiannon.
Oh, so you're not Atlanteans. Wait, who's Rhiannon?
Rhiannon is the gatekeeper to the entrance of our home. She's a phoenix.
Of course she is.
There's only a little further to go. We wanted to just give you a little pre-warning. I'm putting my fur on the line by doing this. What you need to know is that Rhiannon will ask you 3 questions, and you have to get them right, or you can't come in.
Why did you pause?
Oh, I had something caught in my throat. Furball, most likely. We'll take you there now. Wake up your friends. They'll probably be able to help. Especially the littlest one. I have a feeling.
We turned round and we started moving again. I nudged the gang awake. Oi, you lot. Here, so. Let me get you up to speed. Let me get the right words here. Our diving bell was knocked out of commission by a vampire squid because the lead on it snapped, and the beings who the vampire squid belongs to, his name is Silas, by the way, the beings seem to be oversized cats who can communicate by telepathy. They're now taking us to Rhiannon. She is a phoenix who guards the entrance to their home, and we have to correctly answer 3 questions from her before we can enter. If we get any of them wrong, we don't get in. All of you got that?
All right.
Pretty much.
Bobby, Cass, you down with this? They both give the heavy metal sign of approval. Well, okay then. Let us onward.
Okay, puny CK, we've arrived. Prepare yourself and please act appropriately. We just need to call Rhiannon.
My word. Murthers, in front of us, rising from the depths like a massive phoenix, is Rhiannon. Must be about 20 feet high. Her plumage is glorious. Even down here in the darkness and murk of the ocean, the colours are practically screaming with beauty. There's a shimmer all around her. I realise that it's heat. I guess with being a phoenix, there's always going to be a heat that resonates. I also imagine it helps with the keeping dry when you're underwater. The 5 of us are dumbstruck. Whatever happens today, this will definitely be burned on our memories forever. There's beauty, and then there's Rhiannon. She looks down at us through her one tiny porthole. We wave. And then she turns her attention to our tow truck, for lack of a better term.
Who have you brought to her home, my young ones?
We kinda hit them with Silas on accident. It wasn't on purpose and we saw who was inside it. I had a feeling, Miss Rhiannon. I think it was meant to be.
There are times when things are meant to be. Perhaps this is one of them. Have you explained the rules to them?
I have. 3 questions, all need to be right.
Then let us begin. My new friends in your little ball. I shall need to ask you 3 questions, and only the truest ones will answer correctly. If you answer incorrectly, then your time will be at an end here. Do you understand?
At an end? What does that mean, specific?
Puny mortal.
Ray put her paw on my arm and looked at me in a way I've never seen before. A look of wisdom? A look of certainty. I looked up through the porthole and thought my answer. Yes, we understand.
Very good. Here is my first question. What was her name?
What was her name? Whose name?
Lola.
Correct.
You've got to be kidding me.
Now for the second question. What was her occupation?
Take it, Ray.
She was a showgirl.
Once again, correct. Time for your third and final question. How long was her dress?
Down to there.
You have answered correctly. Welcome to our home.
Ray,
You're getting cold-plated dreamies from here on in.
Oh, beauty mortal.
Before us, Rhiannon dived back down, her colours eventually fading into the darkness. Now, where there was only blackness before, something opened. Something I can only describe as a portal? The brightness that shone out was quite something to take after having been bathed in such bleakness under the ocean. And the bell started moving forward again as our classy tow truck pulled us towards the opening. Here we go, you lot. To boldly go where...
Beauty model.
Yeah, you're right, that's been done. Let's go, mateys. And there you have it, my friends. End of part 3. Part 4 will be next week, and that will be the final part. I just have one or two announcements after the music has stopped, so if you'd be kind enough to stay around, that would be wonderful. Till then, my friends. Slantcha. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Sue McCausland from the Martha's Group, who crocheted me. She crocheted me, a mini me, a little CK, and it's perfect and it's amazing, and I just got it today and I absolutely love it, along with a little crocheted Great Atuin from the Terry Pratchett Discworld series. Sue, you are amazing. Thank you so much. I absolutely love them. Anyone else who's not in the Facebook group so far, please join us. It is an amazing place to be. It's Mirths and Monsters Facebook group, aka Finn's Fan Club. We'd love to have you there. It's a very safe place of the internet. Lastly, and very, 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 very not leastly, is time for the promo. This is called Murderous Miners, hosted by War Baby. So, it's true crime, more for adults than for kids, but I highly recommend it. And here is the promo for it. I'm honoured to play it. See you later, folks.
Just so you know, this show is about scary stuff. So don't say I didn't warn you guys. And remember, don't be scared.
Murderous Miners brings true tales of children who have killed. Premeditated murders, accidental killings and deaths. From toddlers to 18-year-old killers, no one is too young to take a life. Join me, War Baby, as I try to tell these stories of the young who've killed, the lives they took, and even the ones who've been left behind. Why do children kill? What do we do with young killers? And do they kill again? And until next time, don't be scared.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.